Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Miraj Muhammad live on your Blog Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 7 p.m. It gives me great purpose, and once again, I am highly honored and to be able to bring you today's broadcast. We are on for 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. And this is a beautiful month, the month of Ramadan. And we say Ramadan Mubarak, blessing to all those who are fasting and all of those who would like to fast and cannot. To 1,500,000,000 Muslims around the world is observing this month of Ramadan. And during this month, we get a lot of barakats. There is only a few people that understand your duties and your obedience to God. It doesn't be said at all times. Why? Because most of your leaders don't want you to know that the only way you are going to be successful in this society while you live is to be obedient to God. Now, we are not perfect at all, brothers and sisters, and we do have flaws. We was not created perfectly. But God says, and I will quote him, if there are a group of people that do not sin, he will erase them from the earth and replace them with one that will sin. Now, that's difficult for one to grasp the understanding of what that means. It's simple. It's common sense if, in fact, you look at it with your five senses. Not smell, hear, taste, feel, see. We're not talking about those senses that you can hear things, you can see things, you can smell things, and et cetera. We are talking about your five common sense. Very important. More important than one can ever imagine. Because if, in fact, you will say that the prophet is unleaded, meaning he knew nothing about revelation, nothing about the Torah or the Bible, and it was totally mathematically impossible for the prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, to even know the Quran. The Quran was not even created. But yet you can say that he was one of the most intelligent men on the face of the planet. Why would I say that? It's because he never lost his common sense. He operated on his common sense, and he built a magnificent reputation as being the trustworthy, the kind, the one that was transparent. All of the good things that you give one, the accolades, you have to give it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And common sense is different than the education of man. Common sense is given to you in the womb of your mother. When you come out of that womb and you escalate, elevate, or evolve in society, then you will understand that he, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, was a very intelligent man, may the peace and blessing be upon him, because he operated in his nature. That is common sense. And when you receive that, and all of us have, we grew up in society and we lost that common sense. And we based and predicated our entire life on society. And we became materialistic in everything that we have done. You cannot make it in this world with Satan coming from your right, your left, your back, your front, and believe that you're going to survive Satan. Only one can help you with Satan is God himself. And so our jobs as rabbis, our jobs as reverends, our job as imam is to give you the common sense of why you have to be obedient to Allah. This broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks. And we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. This is the holy month of Ramadan. So I will be on from 7 to 8 so I can break my fast, more important, make my congregation prayer, as well as be obedient to God to the utmost of my ability for the rest of the month. So 1 hour. And then on Tuesday, for over 4 years, I had 7 to 9, 1 hour. Why? Well, I did not have to do Ramadan for the last 3-4 years because when you have sugar diabetes, you have to be very careful. And you cannot fast for food. Now, you do everything else, which I learned personally, is not just abstaining from food. And I will touch on that. But in my personal life, I was forced to take needles, insulin. I can't stand a needle. Used to be fearful of the needles. My mother, as they took me to the dentist as a youngster, and the doctor stuck a needle in my gum. I literally punched him. Oh, was that doctor upset? And I ran out the office. And I didn't come back because I knew my mother would beat me. She finally left the office. I do not know what she said to the doctor. But when she found me outside, she said, "Boy, you got that Novocaine in you, and you can become ill." I said, "Mama, he hurt me." My mama didn't beat me. It must have really hurt for her son to be disrespectful. So I never liked needles. And surely back then put me in the fear of needles. So I never done anything in my life. I was a traumatic, you would say. I ate every 3 days, 72 days, I ate a meal, one meal a day, every 72 hours. I was a vegetarian for 10 years. You can't make this up. My wife did not have to cook. She did not have to cook for twice a week for all those years. And I didn't eat things that I was taught to stay away from. And so I was a fanatic. I can say that 2020 hindsight. But when I turned 50, I was very upset with myself because why? I was told I had sugar diabetes. And when they told me they had to hit me with this needle, I didn't like it. And I kept studying and trying to figure out how could I get off this needle. And my assistant told me to go see this herb doctor. And he said to me, and I will quote, "How long have you been on this needle?" That was the question. And I said, "About 3 months." She said, "I can help you. If, in fact, you shoot this needle for a year, I don't think I could have helped you." I said, "What do I have to do?" She said, "You have to eat to live." Well, that was amazing to me because she was from Pakistan. But nevertheless, she knew the phrase, eat to live. How to eat to live was by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. When I was a youngster, I read a book that says, the less you eat, the longer you will live. And in my mind, I wanted to live for a long time, so I didn't eat much. I had a very strong willpower, but being a martial artist, balanced me. Because if I wasn't fighting in competition, I believe I fought more harder in the dojo than I fought in competition, because you had to fight in that class. But it balanced me, because I'd have been too timid. Get cold quick, hear noise, can hear a pin drop, or I can write a book on not eating much. So during the month of Ramadan was easy in the sense of eating food. I can abstain from food. Even now, we're caught somewhere and can't get anything to eat, but we have enough food. If one would eat for that week, they can eat it. I don't have to. Mind over matter. That's the way I was in martial art. You cannot beat me. Mind over matter. I didn't care how tough they claim you is, how big you were. It's always mind over matter. I had an ability to study what I wanted to be better than the next one. And I came up with the conclusion is repetition. So if you have repetition in training how to destroy, to attack and destroy, to prevent someone to hurt, it's the same way with knowledge. You have to obtain it. You got to be repetition in it. Same way with your five senses. If you know how important the five senses are, you will give it all you have, and you'll be repetition with it. So I come up with the clue. It was a clue, a thought. God gave me something in the womb of my mother named common sense. Then it's more powerful than man giving you an education, because God's will is greater than any man's will. So I operated on my five senses, and I faced everything predicated on do it make sense. So it's common. So Allah has given this to all of us, but we lose it because why? We don't use it. That which you don't use, you will lose it. If you don't use your eyes to see, you will lose your sight. If you don't utilize your muscles, you will lose it. If you don't have the willpower to stop eating, you will come obesity. Everything has a matter that God gives us. And there's a law. There's a law that you have to obey. So in the Holy Quran, Allah teaches you of what you should be abstaining from, forbid it to eat, to do. It's in the Quran. All you have to do is be obedient to God, and you will make it in this society and restrain from all the temptation that allows you to fall victim. Now, it is said that our fault, our original father, Adam, the world. No, brothers and sisters, don't let nobody tell you that. That's a story to get you away from Adam. Adam cursed the world, and Jesus, thousands of years later, died for your sins. Isn't that amazing? By now, you should come to your common sense and say, something wrong with this picture. But I'm not here to teach you about your daddy, Adam. But I will say to you that they do not want you to be like Adam. So what did they say? He cursed the world. Today, if your mama told you, your daddy is no good, your daddy don't take care of us, your daddy is out there with another woman, your daddy this, your daddy that, your daddy this, your daddy that, and you're 3 years old, you will not like your daddy, would you? You don't even want his name to be mentioned when you come 10 or 11. Daddy is destroyed by mama because she never told you the good you have done. She only instilled in you that something is wrong with your daddy. Now, that's your daddy you can touch and feel, the one that planted the seed into the womb. And if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be here. So what about Adam? He cursed the world. Why do I care about Adam? You see how Satan works? He works back then, he works back now. He works his deceitful and trickery and conning and allow you to go the wrong way. So I'm here to tell you, yes, your daddy slipped. He didn't obey God. But what they don't tell you, that your daddy repented. That's what God wants. So if you commit a sin, you can't come to anybody but God himself. And that's why man has ability to sin. But he has a great ability to repent. Anytime you repent for that which you did yesterday, Allah erases from you if you repent. But if you just do it with no conscience that you're going to continue to do it, you will never be blessed with erasing that what you did yesterday. So this month, during the holy month of Ramadan, allows 1,500,000,000 men and women, as well as children, that choose to do Ramadan. We can't make our child to do Ramadan. We have to be humble enough to say they have to grow into it. But they are children. Comes and do Ramadan immediately. How do I know that? I have quite a few of them that took on Ramadan at the age of 4 years old. Four. And some five. 5 years old, you don't tell them that. You can't teach that. They just watch you at 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years, four months, a year, 2 years. They're seeing you going down inside your prayer. They hear the Adam call, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is their nature. They're Muslims in their nature. We all are Muslims in their nature, but they just come out the womb. So nobody has gotten to them. Mama protects that baby. At least she tries to protect the baby. It's Allah that protects the baby. And that's another thing I want to speak about today. The baby in the womb of the mother. During the Holy Month of Ramadan allows you to read the Holy Quran. And everything I'm saying to you is in that Quran. Anything small is in that Quran. Anything on a major level is in that Quran. Everything that you have done, meaning history, is reward of all research. Everything you're doing now, meaning the present, is in the Holy Quran. And everything you're going to do for the future is in the Holy Quran. And if, in fact, you live, brothers and sisters, for 1,000 years, and we don't know nobody that lived for 1,000 years, even though they say Methuselah lived to be 950. Questionable or was it not? It's a good metaphor to say if you live to be 1,000, you will not be able to go to the ending of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorify his name, knowledge and wisdom. No, because Allah says there is no beginning with God and there is no ending. But there's a beginning with you and I. And the beginning of you and I is not just that you have been molded and shaped in the womb of your mother, not because you came out of that womb as an infant. The beginning of knowledge. Some people get it early. You see some bright children, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, skipping classes because they're so bright. But even if that child is common, meaning just a normal child, until he or she come into the light of understanding that God is great, that's their beginning. What is the ending? There is no ending because every human being evolves. Yes, you evolve to Jannah, the next world. This is a temporary world. But in this world, as an adult, you must stand on your own 2 feet. You and I owe a debt to God. And you have to, and I have to, pay him back. But when you say debt, not the debt you was taught in this society, you may owe an individual. You may owe the federal government. God ain't talking about that debt. Because once you out of here, they can't collect. So what debt is God talking about? He's talking about all the things he has given you. Look in the mirror. Mama and daddy didn't mold and shape you. You ever look in the mirror at your eyes? How about your nose? How about your mouth? How about your ears? How about that big head? How about the hair on the head? Did you look at your body? Allah gave you that. And it's very difficult for you to look internally, but they have x-rays today that can show you that. Who created it? You want to give it to science? Okay. That sounds good, but dig a little deeper. What do you mean, Allah? Where does science come from? Came out of the mind of a human being. Who created him? So if you understand that no one can exist, not a leaf fall from the tree without the will of God. So you have to understand that nothing exists in this world, this dunya, nothing exists without God's will. Keep in mind, brother, sister, you didn't create anything. Everything you see in the universe, you did not create. So how does science can take credit? Science can't take credit. for whoever that scientist is that not only helped to bring you out the womb. Science can't take credit for helping you to raise that child. Science can't take credit that he alone created everything you see exist, including the ships going to the moon, the rocket ships. Yes, he did do it, but he only did it because it was God's will. So all of this was here. God says, be, a billion years before it exists. So we all come in and discover what God wants us to be. That's why, mothers, you cannot abort your children. Because that child needs to be born to find the answer to cancer. That child comes into this world to find the answer to heart disease, to find the answer to sickle cell, to find the answer to racism. That's in the womb of one of your mothers. And when you bore that child, you killed the future of the human beings in all humanity. So therefore, every prophet came out of the womb. And if, in fact, their mother had got rid of them, we wouldn't have had Adam, wouldn't have had Noah, wouldn't have had Joseph. You would not have had Moses, nor would you have had Abraham. How about Jesus? You would not have Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the mother had aborted that child. You see how important that female is? But she has to be in the understanding that she's not getting rid of something insignificant. Because God would not have given it to her if it wasn't significant. Oh, brothers and sisters, you have a right. You have a right to commit a sin. And that's a big sin. However, man nor woman can take credit for the creation of life.
Can't do it. I don't care who you are. You cannot do it. You cannot take credit for life. Only Allah, God, gives life. And only Allah takes life. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asu'ali kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salakallah wa neem.
Brothers and sisters, dress you with God's name. We do that because we want you to know that prior to coming on this phone, I asked Allah to guide my tongue. So I don't be selfish. More important to be able to say things for my own gratification. And if in fact that I hurt you or put you in a position that allow you to see or understand the truth, if I do that intentionally, then I will suffer. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift, the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad,
the honorable, noble servant and messenger of God, as follows that salute, that salutation, the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, that is mentioned in the Bible as it is given in the Holy Quran. We say, surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Once again, I reiterate, assalamu alaikum, our friends and our acquaintances, our family members, our loved ones, and our sympathizing, and we greet even the devil, the enemy, that listens in to find fault and try to destroy our progress. Yes, we greet him. We're not greeting his acts, his wrongdoing, his diabolical mind. We're greeting his nature, because he's a Muslim in his nature. He just can't comprehend that big head and took his flesh and his spirit and his soul a different direction. But he cannot touch that nature. We say Ramadan Mubarak to all you all out there today. A blessing, Ramadan. Before I continue, because I want to give you a clarity that my today of fasting, because I worked hard with the help of my wife to come off that needle. I worked hard to be able to not take those pills called metformin. They gave me 2,000 of them, and 1,000 in the morning and 1,000 in the evening. I got off the ones in the evening and still took 1,000 in the morning. I worked hard with clear and clean in my system, eating properly, taking the proper herbs, no med. I don't take medicine at all. And this came from my physician. He said, you can do Ramadan. You're off the pills. And it seemed like he was very elated. I know I was ecstatic. You mean to tell me I can do Ramadan? So therefore, I decide with my assistant, who's executive producer of these shows, and she makes sure, Amira Wazir, that we are all scheduled for the right time. So she says, this is the holy month of Ramadan, and you are on the air for 2 hours. I believe you should take 1 hour, not two, during the holy month of Ramadan. And I said, you are correct. So we are scheduled for Saturday, 1 hour. I'm scheduled for Monday when I do 2 hours, but I'm doing 1 hour. And my longevity of continuity for 4 years on Tuesday, for 2 hours, I'm doing 1 hour. And everyone else except Imam Eli Obey, he got help on Wednesday because he used to do 2 hours on this broadcast for a little over a year. And Sister Michelle came in and picked up the latter part of the hour. He does from 7 to 8, and she does from 8 to 9. But then he comes back on Thursday. Now, we did cut him down from 2 to 1, so it was good he only does 1 for the last 6 months. But here comes Friday. And when Friday comes, we have our beautiful imam, Musa Abui, the eldest son of the, he's the eldest grandson of the Honorable Booker T. Washington. And boy, you should hear him speak about his grandpa. He will be doing some traveling. So all of you out there that want to hear about Booker T. Washington. But what I like about him, he talks about all the leaders. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Waruddin Muhammad. He even talked about Dr. King, the Boer, Nouveau Ali. He wrote a book and mentioned those men in his book. Even Malcolm. He's a historian when it comes to the history of those who came to America, born in America, either or, and what they have done in a way of raising the deaf, dumb, and blind African Americans. So I convinced him that he should tour. There's 500 major parks, national parks, not just any park, national parks, named after his grandpa, Booker T. Washington. But there's 5,000 schools that bears his grandpa's name. Why not tour? He should go into the schools and let them see him and touch him and get to know him. And he should go into the colleges because that was one of the first. I was one of the first. He died young. They assassinated him, but he died young. But look what he created. Look at the legacy he left behind. And you say education? You cannot say it without mentioning Booker T. Washington. So I feel that was accomplishment on my part. And I don't need the accolades, but I want the barakats for my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was done during the holy month of Ramadan. So you will be hearing more of it, inshallah. But then today, after Friday, because I go on right after him, but we brought in a brother. I had to take place. He has a member of his family that's in the hospital. And when it comes to our family, we're supposed to be there for him. And Abdullah will be a brother who studied the Arab era as well as Father Imam Waluddin Muhammad. And he comes on at Friday from 8 to 9. Imam Musa comes on from 7 to 8. Now, Mubi is an Imam. And Imam Waluddin Muhammad taught me, if you don't hear the language, keep moving. I hear the language in him. And then, again, I'm back on Saturday for an hour. And our beautiful sister that has joined us, Camilla Tajuddin, she'll be on Sunday evening from 8 to 9. The good thing about her is she comes on, it might be 8 here, but it's not 8 there. 7 o'clock, she's off the air. And because why? She's on West Coast time. And there you have it. And inshallah, after the holy month, which is the blessing month, anytime you receive any gift during this month, you earned it. Allah only gives it to his loyal followers, his obedience. And we all should be a student of God. That's what makes Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam one of the most intelligent men on the face of the planet because he was a student of God. There's no way you would read in Revelation that God said, I will teach you. He said, I will teach you in the beginning of the juice of the Quran you will read. Allah says, I will teach Muhammad. And then towards the ending of the Quran, he says, I have taught Muhammad. So you may be a student of your mother and father. Then when you went to kindergarten, you was a student of a stranger. And when you got higher in the grammar and grade school, he was a student of a stranger. And when he went to high school, he was a student of a stranger. And then when you entered into the university, he was a student of a professor until you graduated. And now you are a student of society. But when you are taught by God himself, no one sits on that level, and you will not be able to see the world for its true self. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a perfect example for all human beings that you know you can be taught by God. That's Ramadan. You're supposed to see God for yourself. See him. Keep in mind, it's a metaphor. You can't see him, but he can see you. But you're supposed to see it in your vision, in your belief, in your character, in your heart, and in your intellectual mind. You have to be conscious of God. It's called taqwa. Taqwa, brothers and sisters, conscious of the human being. I wanted you all to know that Raymond J. Lesniak has been traveling the Islamic world, as you would say, in New Jersey. He visited over 40 masjids. He'll be tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock there at Masjid Allah in Plainfield. And everyone should come out and listen to this senator who's been 40 years in Union County as a senator with continuity of being there for us. I've said it many times in the things he had done, but he went to bat for us Muslims in Baton Baskin Ridge, and they wouldn't allow us to build a house of worship. And he told them, you can do it for the Jews and the Christians, but you can't do it for Islam. Yes, he stood up. And we want to thank him and honor him because we won. It's all in the papers that they secretly was preventing us to build a house of worship. And they broke all the rules. So we not only won that we can build, but the judge said it was unconstitutional, broke laws, racism, you name it, and they hit them with a $3,500,000 settlement. $3 million. That's pretty powerful for a city. Why? They're millionaires or billionaires, especially in Baskin Ridge. Most of y'all can't even go up there and live. But we're building a beautiful, gorgeous masjid. And the brothers there that have that settlement announced to the world, we will give it away
we would give it away to charity. So I called my brother, Doc Fowdy, and I, very close. We've been together for years. I've done so much for them. I said, brother, you cannot forget the African Americans. We are struggling in teaching our children. We don't have the right facilities, the right curriculum that we can afford, but we can afford. There are men and women that are struggling, trying to help abuse children, trying to keep our seniors. You know, the President of the United States cut a lot of bills. That's not a billion dollars. But during this holy month, making a good suggestion. And don't forget the African American. He said, brother, you know we will accept your opinion and what you think where it ought to go. Well, we need house of worship. We surely need schools. And we surely need to help the homeless and our seniors that need better treatment. So during the holy month of Ramadan, it was just put in the papers a couple of days ago. Here, building the masjid brought us $3 million and some odd dollars. But we lost the masjid on selfishness and stupidity, not being transparent. I want you to think about that, but I don't want to talk about that today. I want to talk about, and I only have 10 more minutes, that I constantly state on this radio, we use the Arabic words, and we just use them, but we don't have a clue what it means, and we try to teach Arabic. But we say to our Lord, we say Lord. That's the English word, Lord. But in the Holy Quran, Allah's word is Rab. Rab. Yes, it does mean Lord in English, but the real meaning of Rab is raising your children. From the womb. That's what a Rab means. Raising your children. Do Nabi Man Waterfdeen Muhammad. And that's what he does. Most people think it has one meaning. If you talk about kafa, I'm going from Rab to kafa. Kafa means the consciousness of the human being. So you can't call a person with no knowledge a kafa because of how they dress or what religion they belong to or what nationality. That's just stupidity. But you tell someone not to do something that will harm one and you do it, you are a kafa. But if you're going to harm somebody and someone cannot do that in Islam and you choose not to, you are kafa in a good way. So yes, Rab means Lord. But Lord of what? Lord of the whole world. Everything in it. But look how Imam goes in the Quran and brings it out to us and says, it also means the raising of the children taken from the womb, the birth of the mother, and raising that. And man has nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do with the birth of the female. Yes, we make whoopee, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes babies. And those millions of life turns shooting to that egg, the only one gets in. That's the will of Allah. That's the normal. And so man can't take credit, nor can science. Science wants to take care. Yes, man might pay the bill. Science may help you in the hospital and the things that will make the mother feel easy, but you can't give that to no one but God himself. So the mother knows how to care for her child. She is self-taught by Allah. She held her pregnancy, and that baby came through that womb with a lot of strains and pain, 9 months of trial and error, and she did it. But man, nor any human being can take credit. Allah created us in the womb of our mothers. Allah still creates us in the womb of our mothers. Allah created your father, Adam. And when we say Adam, that means Eve, from the womb of the earth. Allah created Jesus out of the womb of the female, without the head of a man. This is your Lord showing you, I am the Lord of all the worlds. So no one knows the depth of wrath, but he still is raising us. I know, Mama, you take credit for it, and some of y'all do wonderful jobs, and some of y'all should get credit for what you have done. But that's not who's raising that baby. Now, you can interfere. You can change God's creation, and Allah frowns upon that. When you change yourself from a female to a male or a male to a female, he says, do not alter my creation, but not just the physical, the mind of the human being, divine mind. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad told you you had a divine mind. So why are you allowing that child to grow up and go astray because you advocate Satan? You advocate no morals. You advocate hate your daddy. You advocate that drugs is the way to go. Today they teach you the child how to be a gangbanger. A blood or a crip. Allah frowns upon that. During the holy month of Ramadan, if you do it for the sake of Allah, 10 to 1, multiply it by 10. But doing this much, oh my God, you got 1,000 to 1. So if you understand that, you would abstain. But now a food that you need, that's a necessity. Food keeps you alive, keeps you alive. Sleep keeps you alive. But you're up early in the morning, and you're drinking before the dawn, and you eat a little something before the dawn. And during the daylight hour, you have nothing else to do but study the will of God, because the atmosphere is lit. You can see God for your true self, but do you go and talk to him? Or do you feel you have to come through a third party, knowing that he's close to you in your juggling vein? So this is our holy month. But this month is not just for Muslims in Islam. This month is for Muslims in Christianity. This is for Muslims that are in Judaism. This is for Muslims that's in Buddhism. This is for Muslims that's atheists. This is for the whole entire human race. Every human being that came through that tunnel is a Muslim by nature. We have to stop saying who's a Muslim, who isn't a Muslim. You have to be repetition and knowing the simple common sense that will take you to Jannah, inshallah. I thank you for listening to me. And once again, I reiterate, it gives me good people, and I am highly honored. But if I say anything to hurt your feelings, I apologize. That was not my intention. And if I said anything incorrect, I'm like my dad. I slip, and I'll beg God for forgiveness and repent. But if I said something that allows you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, come back to the knowledge and understand your al-fitra, the nature that you was created. Come back to your taqwa, your consciousness, and be obedient to God. Give that to Allah. Don't give me that. I cannot take credit for that. I greet you from all the prophets, all the way from our father Adam to our father Abraham to Jesus to Muhammad, the seal of the prophet. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the prophet and his ascendants and his companions. From the Arabia, at Arabic, Arabia, God's language that come out of the juice of the Quran. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be on to you, Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you for listening.